Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks for being with us to Define Thursday. Coming up this hour is Kevin Brown, the former Major League Baseball starting pitcher, a vigilante hero?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Also, we've got your best audio of the day, including Paul George weighing in on his offseason and one of the Capitals players describing how his finger kind of fell off during the Stanley Cup final. Oh, hockey. As always, you can hit us up at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. That was such a fun interview with John Gordon, motivational speaker and author of so many best-selling books. The tweets coming in, you guys loved that. Matt tweets, I'm really loving that interview with John Gordon. I got so fired up, I'm ready to run through a wall for that guy. Reed Phillips tweets, I am loving this interview, but what if your coach or boss is the energy vampire?
I am the epic fail.
I wonder about that with a Mraz type, because as he has ascended here at CBS Sports Radio, he has now been looked at as a leader from those under him. He's a producer that became a host, the executive producer of a show that is well-regarded here on the network, now producing two different shows, so people look at him as moving up through the corporate ladder. But Mraz is the type of guy that oftentimes says, get me out of here, get me to Friday, I don't want to do this, I need a beer, I need food, I need a cookie. Mraz has oftentimes told me he will work harder if I buy him gifts, namely food.
Who wouldn't?
And so I wonder, is Mraz an energy vampire? Is he sucking energy from the people under him?
Got the feeling from Johnny doesn't look at me as much of a leader.
I think that'd be fair. Brent tweets, another great segment. DA, the energy bus is used in many corporations to build their teams too. Look, there's something to that, man. There is something to all of that. I like his leadership ability. I like how it translates to sports. I think there's a lot there. And Pete the Body Bilotti, I know you're a leader in your own right. I know you want to be a good example for people. You also lead in school because you are a professor. You teach kids. A lot of good messages from John Gordon that we could utilize around here on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, especially on the positive energy, the negative energy, if you're, like, having a bad day, you know, not giving off that negative vibe to other people, which is a good note to follow.
I liked his point about no complaining, because Mraz is a complainer. And as a no complaining, he says, complaining makes you feel better and makes everybody else feel worse. It's an energy suck. It's like he said, vomiting on somebody. You feel better, but they feel worse. That's what complaining is. When I'm around people that complain, I go, I don't want to hear it. I don't need to hear it. That's a you thing.
You're right. I think I need to nip complaining in the bud. I was told yesterday by another party here at CBS Sports Radio that they're tired of hearing me complain, quote, I'm the last one that should be complaining. You're the golden child here.
How about that?
I believe his name was Tom DeCelestino who told me that.
So Tom D, who helps produce the Jim Rome show here on CBS Sports Radio, told you you're the golden child of CBS Sports
Doesn't
Radio.
Doesn't want to hear it out of my mouth.
Huh.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Huh. So you are known for your complaining.
Yeah, I don't want to be an energy vampire. Is that what we're calling it?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't be an energy vampire. I gotta nip this in the bud.
I wonder if Giselle is an energy vampire these days, because Tom Brady apparently now has a reason. He missed practice on June the 12th earlier this week. That would be on Tuesday. Apparently he had a reason to miss camp on Tuesday. We here thought that maybe it was because Tom Brady was upset with Bill Belichick for sitting Malcolm Butler or wanting to trade Rob Gronkowski, or perhaps because they're at odds over the trainer Alex Guerrero, or because Brady feels like Belichick has been unfairly tough on Brady. Whatever the reason is, we thought that Tom Brady was missing camp right now because of football reasons, but apparently we were wrong. Because on Tuesday, Tom Brady posted pictures of him and Giselle on Dia dos Namorados Day. Dia dos Namorados in Brazil and South America is the most romantic holiday of the year. It is like our Valentine's Day.
She's a bad girl, David.
And so Brady posted a picture of him and Giselle with him wearing a T-shirt and hot pink shorts, wearing a T-shirt that says, I heart Giselle. And I'm not joking. Giant eye, giant heart, and then Giselle underneath. And Giselle is pointing to him in this picture. Now, let me just say this. Number one, somehow Tom Brady is at camp every other Dia dos Namorados. Somehow every other year for nearly 20 years, Tom Brady seems to make camp on the Valentine's Day of South America. But it just so happens this year he's not there on the Valentine's Day of South America. I mean, you got some stones trying to get me to believe that. Also, who misses work on Valentine's Day? Who would ever come into work on the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th, and been like, I'm out tomorrow. Sorry, it's Valentine's Day. You would never say that. No chance. Nobody misses work because it's Valentine's Day. Maybe it's a Friday and you're taking a three-day weekend. Maybe you've got a trip coming up, but nobody says, I can't be there tomorrow. You know, it's Valentine's Day. Like, what? It's not Christmas. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not New Year's. What are you talking about? It's Valentine's. Sorry, not going to be here tomorrow. It's Flag Day. I can't be here. What? Yep, got a big trip planned for Arbor Day. You know, I'm always out of town on Arbor Day. But come on. Tom Brady suddenly misses camp this year because he wants to be in a romantic getaway. Oh, no, I'm not buying it. And number two, I'm telling you this right now. You think you're ever seeing Johnny Unitas wear a T-shirt after he missed Colts training camp that says, I love Maude, or whatever his wife's name was? I heart Roberta? No! No!
Beth.
This is embarrassing! Brady is ruining his legacy. I'm supposed to buy that this is the greatest quarterback of all time, and he's missing camp because of a Valentine's Day in South America with the T-shirt, I Love Giselle, with hot pink pants? You gotta be kidding me. Tom Brady's really good at football, but he's a weirdo. He's really good at football, but that man is whipped. And I don't want to hear this ever. Well, DA, if you were married to Giselle, you'd be whipped too. I'd be whipped too. If I was married to Giselle, I would do whatever Giselle wanted. You don't realize something. you ain't fishing in the same pond he is. Yeah, if you got Giselle as middle management, slightly overweight and balding, you too, living in a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, you too would say, I will do whatever Giselle wants. Because you ain't fishing in the same pond as Tom Brady. Tom Brady can pull in Giselle and then let Giselle off the hook and pull in the next Brazilian supermodel. He can pull in the next American supermodel. He can pull in Miss Universe or whatever. Did you see what Derek Jeter did? And Derek Jeter's not as handsome as Tom Brady. Tom, what?
Jeter's a better looking man than Tom Brady.
I think Jeter is handsome. I think Brady is more handsome.
All right, I mean, that's a debate for another day. I pumped the brakes. Jeter was a hunk and a half.
Would you say that if you were not a Jeter hunk as a Yankee fan?
Yeah, because, I mean, if we're going to be real, A-Rod is hotter than all two, both of them.
He's a very handsome man. That's true. He's a very handsome man. But Bilotti, who's more handsome, Tom Brady or Derek Jeter?
I say Brady.
Okay. I would go A-Rod 1, Brady 2, Jeter 3.
Brady's fake. I feel like he's got, you know, some shots in his lips to get his lips puffier and stuff. Jeter's been all natural his whole life.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway, Tom Brady is a great quarterback, but Tom Brady is clearly out of his weird mind when it comes to Giselle. And I got to think there actually is a football reason to this. I think Tom Brady pushes every year for another year. I want to play another year. And Giselle doesn't want him to play another year. So he's got to bend over backwards to be the lovey-dovey, I'll do what you say husband. Because, yes, Giselle's worth a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But he doesn't have to be married to Giselle to be married to a powerful, beautiful supermodel. He has come off as a clown with her. A clown. There's a lot of Yoko Ono in this. I love Giselle. Mraz, it's a damn good thing Tom Brady's this good at football. Because if he was Mark Sanchez, we would laugh. If he was Mike Glennon, we would laugh. If he was Ryan Tannehill, we would laugh. I mean, this is a joke.
Also, I think to your football point, my working theory is the reason he wants to keep playing now is because this kind of stuff is going to continue after his career. And as long as he's going to Super Bowls and playing at a high level, we ease off making fun of him. I mean, if this is 3 years from now and he's retired and we got him, you know, dressed with Ugg boots and wearing shirts like that, he's a complete and utter laughing stock, and he doesn't have any time to recover for it by beating the Dolphins on opening day.
So you're saying we're giving him even more of a pass now because he's still playing, but the
yes.
moment that he walks away and does this type of stuff, it's going to be even worse.
You still question Joe Montana pushing Skechers. This is 30 times worse.
It's so much worse than Joe Montana pushing Skechers. It's so much worse. I mean, think about this cavalcade of embarrassment. Number one, I mean, I love Giselle. I'm missing camp because it's Valentine's Day in Brazil. What are you kidding me? Number two, that hair thing, whatever he was wearing at the Met Gala. I mean, what a nightmare. Number three, remember he was dancing at Carnival with like bow ties in his hair and like up and dancing like a, what are you doing?
He's just a silly goose.
He's a silly goose. He's the silliest of geese.
Silliest of geese.
What is going on with him? Is this not humiliating? And I'm not saying you can't totally love your wife and do what she wants to do and have her, you know, lead the way. No, there's tremendously strong female presences in people and all types of business and family. You know, I don't mind that at all. But he is getting humiliated by her on a daily basis because he's just basically, you know what he is? He's her designer dog. He just is her accessory. He is Paris Hilton's chihuahua. He's just in a little handbag wearing whatever she wants him to wear and taking pictures so that she can put it on Instagram. That's humiliating.
Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo's a Rottweiler. It's no wonder Bill Belichick didn't want to trade him.
That's right. He's his own Rottweiler.
He's his own Rottweiler. And we got a silliest of geese now turning into a designer dog in New England.
Can we trust Tom Brady at this point?
Nope. That's it. No more Super Bowls and plenty of bow in his hair and stupid shirts and weird Valentine's Days. They speak Egyptian at that Valentine's Day, by the way.
No. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS.
I have a show correction as well.
Okay.
Johnny Unitas had two wives.
Okay.
They were not named Maud or Beth.
Or Roberta.
Or Roberta. We are looking at a Dorothy for his first
Dorothy,
wife.
Dorothy. That's perfect.
Perfect example. Number two, I think this was a little trendy in the 70s, Sandra.
Sandra.
Or Sandra.
Sandra. Okay. Sandra Unitas. Look, Johnny U ain't wearing I Love Dorothy. He ain't. He might not even ever go see Wizard of Oz because of Dorothy.
Probably Calder Dottie.
That's a man's man, Johnny U. Crew cut, black high tops, take your lunchbox to work. You ain't wearing I Love Dorothy and putting bows in your hair to dance at Carnival. It's humiliating. Paul tweets, have you ever seen Giselle in leather pants? You'd skip your mom's birthday if she asked you to. Again, Paul, there's a million Giselles for him. He can pick the Giselle, the knockoff Giselle, the Chinatown Giselle, if you will. He can take the Giselle that doesn't make him do this. He's got a million Giselles to pick from.
And the problem is, she's making him wear the leather pants.
That's right. When we come back, former ace, Major League Baseball pitcher Kevin Brown is a vigilante hero. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
It's the show about the show. Here's the best of this week's Permission Granted podcast.
Forced me, Monday morning, I'm sorry, to pick up all of Jody Mack's horse betting tickets and count them. He did not even want to touch them, not knowing where they were. And these fakakta rules DA is making about what skeeves him out and what doesn't really is bothering me. And the only thing, and I tossed and turned on this, I'm going to pitch this to you. The only thing I narrowed down is that now there are two people that gross him out, me and Jody Mack.
Download the PGP today on iTunes and play.it or listen at daoncbs.com and the show's Facebook page, Zaps.
This week's PGP is a full hour, twice as long as it normally is. We highly encourage you to check it out. That's available on iTunes, as well as on our website, daoncbs.com. And Mraz and Bogish are so silly. They're silly yeast. Because, of course, Jody Mack's betting slips cannot be touched by normal human hands. They are cold. They were clammy. They are filled with wet sneeze phlegm residue. Think about how he sneezes. Think about how he coughs. Think about how he clears his throat. The man is black lung, everybody. And so you want me, after he covers his mouth after coughing up black lung, to then sift through his sweaty, clammy 19 betting slips that you know he was fingering through consistently during the race, sweaty palms because he's got all this money on him. He's stuffing them into his pocket, putting them out, sneezing on his hand, thumbing through them again. You want me to touch little betting slips of paper or anything that he has put his hands on after he sounds like this. Come on. Yeah, you definitely want to touch a series of papers that he is sweating on during his betting days after he sounds like that.
But yet I touched them a mere 12 hours after he touched them and it secured them so that we had a good show bit.
Well, that doesn't, well, good for you, but that doesn't take away the phlegm on them. That doesn't take away the residue of poison.
Wouldn't the poison have already transferred to me, therefore they're off the tickets?
No.
And by the way, I feel fine.
Fine. Great. Glad you did. I don't know why you wouldn't be completely disgusted, horrified to touch anything that that guy touched.
It's good for your immune system. Start touching phlegmy papers.
Well, you can have at it with the black lung, okay? You could be a coal miner from the 1900s with him. But I'm not touching his betting slips.
Now, if y'all want to party like we do.
I mean, you want to touch the betting slips of that guy? You got to be kidding me. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. And coming up, Jim Rome is up for the National Radio Hall of Fame. Let's make him a Hall of Famer. Voting is open right now. Get involved. There are two easy ways to vote. Cast your vote at radiovote.com or dial short code 96000. That's 96,000. And text the message 800 there. Your vote counts. Standard message and data rates may apply. The man is a Hall of Famer. Let's get him in. He's an amazing, amazing broadcaster for an amazingly long time. That dude's a Hall of Famer. He belongs in. John dialed us up on our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. John is in Kansas City listing online. Good morning, John.
Hi there, DA.
Hi.
I like your show. I have been listening to it for about a month.
Thanks.
But I really do need to question these attitudes that you're bringing to the fore here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like 19th century machismo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what aspect of being a superstar athlete makes it a requirement that they must conform to all of your ideas of what a, quote, man, close quote, should be?
They don't have to, but I'm telling you that for about 10 years now, Tom Brady has been Giselle's accessory dog. That's the way he dresses. That's the way he's acted. That's the way that he is. So I'm just calling it out.
And he also has done tremendous things for the New England Patriots, and he is legitimately a candidate in the greatest of all time discussion.
Of course he is. I'm not doubting that.
The two aspects are completely different.
When did I doubt that? I didn't say he's not the greatest because of this. I'm saying this is humiliating for him.
He doesn't feel humiliated.
Okay, that's fine.
Giselle certainly doesn't feel humiliated.
I don't think
Kraft or Belichick feel humiliated.
Well, I think that Tom Brady, if he was truly truthful to himself and his friends, would go, I can't believe I'm doing this again.
Well, as I say, I like your show, DA, but I think we'll just have to agree to disagree strongly on
John,
this one.
John, one of my heroes in life is my mother. One of my other heroes in my life is my grandmother. I believe in strong female presences. I believe they can be heads of households. I believe they can be heads of state. I believe they can lead. I believe they are equal to men in every single way. I believe in gender equality and everything that comes with it. But you cannot tell me that Tom Brady, on his own volition, would dress up the way that he's dressing up, do the things that he does, and act like this guy that he's doing right now, unless Giselle was pushing it on him. You can't tell me that this is naturally who he is.
I don't know who Tom Brady naturally is. I only see him on the football field.
Do you think it's a little weird what he's doing?
I believe he's being him.
Uh-huh.
You've got the gimmick of the spaceship and the aliens.
Uh-huh.
Rome has got the gimmick of the jungle and the clones. And by the way, I voted for him twice. Thank you for the reminder.
Very nice.
And I'll keep listening to your show, but man, that really just set me off.
Well, it's okay. We can agree to disagree here. But I think this is ridiculous. I think we have hit the height of ridiculousness. Now he's missing football for Valentine's Day in Brazil, taking a picture for Giselle's Instagram with a T-shirt that says, I love Giselle. I mean, look, it's one thing to show that you love your spouse or your loved one or your significant other. Do you need a T-shirt that actually spells it out? I mean, how obnoxious is that? It's like, don't protest too much. How much do you have to prove that you love somebody? You got to wear the actual T-shirt that says, literally, I love this woman? What are you doing?
I think judging by John's phone call and his defense of Brady, that's the kind of guy wife makes him go pumpkin picking during a big Chief game, and he's just trying to defend that type.
But you go pumpkin picking.
Not during a Giant game, not during an NFL game.
You go pumpkin picking, and that's okay.
By the way, it is okay.
But it's not humiliating if it happens. It's humiliating if it happens every time, every year, every moment of his life.
To Tom Brady.
I go pumpkin picking.
To Tom Brady, right, not Mraz.
Right, if I'm married to Giselle, I'm wearing whatever she tells
you
me
have
to wear.
To.
I have
no,
got no
I'm
other
not.
Choice.
Yeah.
He can put his foot down just a little bit and go, I've won a couple of Super Bowls.
I don't
Why don't
want
you
to
wear a TB12 hat?
Yeah, that's right. Where is her TB12 hat?
Can't mess up the hair.
TB12 tank top. I'm sure you did a whole line of TB12
things. He can't wake up in the morning and go, I can't wait to wear this I Love Giselle t-shirt. He cannot. There's no way. Wake up the morning of the Met Gala and be like, I want my hair to look like this. There's just no way.
Since he does whatever he's told, maybe we should send him a DA Show koozie and ask him to subscribe to Nomad, see if he drinks his beer out of it.
So let me tell you, I'm a big fan of Kevin Brown today. I wasn't ever, because this guy always seemed like a real Neanderthal sports-wise. He was always combative with media. He was always surly and downtrodden. But this is a man that wakes up today and I believe has it right. Because somebody was stealing mail in his neighborhood, and he did something about it. And it included hiding out and having a gun. We will get to that story coming. Nobody's hurt. We'll get to that story coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, best of clips on the show available on YouTube. Just search CBS Sports Radio. Go to our Facebook page as well. Best of video clips every single day at Facebook.com/TheDA Show. And listen to the show on your phone by listening to the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or on Apple Music. And tonight at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, the globe's mightiest men muscle up and push themselves to their physical limits while testing their mental toughness. Tune in to see who will be one step closer to becoming the 2018 Taichi Palace World's Strongest Man on CBS Sports Network. You might remember Kevin Brown from his Major League Baseball career. Kevin Brown had quite a career back in the 90s and early 2000s. He played for the Texas Rangers, the Florida Marlins, LA Dodgers, and wrapped up his career in New York with the Yankees. Had more than 200 wins, multiple All-Star games. Kevin Brown had a very good career. He led the National League in ERA twice, went to the Summer Classic six different times, and won a World Series on the 1997 Florida Marlins championship team. But Kevin Brown is always known as being quite a surly, maybe miserable at times, hard to get along with, but that attitude on the mound certainly served him well over the course of his career. Well, he lives in North Macon, Georgia, in a very nice multi-million-dollar home. And there were reports of stolen mail in his neighborhood. In fact, he had had some mail stolen as well. So instead of calling authorities, Kevin Brown, who was always used to having the ball in his hands and dominating the opponent, took the law into his hands. He hid in a neighbor's yard and waited for the thieves to strike again. Kevin Brown hid in the bushes with bait on the doorstep. Oh, here's a package that was delivered. The person's not home, and these thieves would run up and grab the package and take it. I've had this problem in my building before, and everybody gets all freaked out. Oh my gosh, I'm not home during the day. Somebody comes in, steals a package. It happens a lot around the holidays. Big gifts are sent to homes, left on the doorstep, and then somebody takes it.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, oh my God. That's right, it happens. So Kevin Brown hides in the bushes of his neighbor's yard. Waits. The bait is out. There's a package that's been delivered. Will the thieves come?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here comes a man and what might be his son, 15 years old. They come up. They look around, side to side, see if anybody's there. They must have timed out that these people were not home. They think that they're getting one over on Kevin Brown. Oh, Kevin Brown, North Macon. Little do they know he's watching. They creep up to the porch. They look around again. There's this nice box full of delicious goods, and they snatch it. And that's when Kevin Brown jumps out of the bushes with a gun. He jumps out of the bushes with a gun and holds the two men at gunpoint, calls law enforcement, and holds them at gunpoint until deputies and officers arrive on the scene. Now, some might say this is taking things in your own hands, like Kevin Brown thinks he's the Punisher or something. Kevin Brown fancies himself as Batman, perhaps. That maybe he's gone too far. I say good for Kevin Brown. Good for Kevin Brown, because you know what? Authorities can't get to everything. They try their hardest. I'm sure they care, especially in a nice neighborhood like this. I'm sure he's got a multi-million-dollar house. But they can't get to everything, so you know what? Take it into your own hands. I'm not advocating killing these people. I'm not advocating shooting them dead. I am advocating, though, you know what? If you need something done, do it yourself.
What was their plan?
To just keep stealing packages.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
What do you mean, what was their plan?
I mean, they're just, what are they going to do with these packages? Eat the food or sell it on eBay? What was their plan?
Well, it's not always food. I mean, yes, if it's Blue Apron delivered or Green Acres or one of these things, yeah, fine. But, I mean, you can get jewelry delivered, electronics delivered. There's all types of expensive packages. Clothing, sure, you steal it, then you resell it.
Isn't this a sign that Kevin Brown's going a little crazy? This is like the guy, the old man in the backyard who traps squirrels or something that are getting to his garden. I mean, do something more productive with your life.
Don't you want to know who's stealing your mail? That's serious. You go online, you buy a brand new TV, it comes to your home, and it's stolen by somebody. Don't you want to know that?
Couldn't the authorities just be more on top of this, though?
Well, they could be, and they probably should be, because it's not clearly not that hard to catch these guys. Kevin Brown just did it by hiding in the weeds. So it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. They should have set up the same sting operation. But if they're not going to do it, Kevin Brown should do it.
What is Kevin Brown, though, waking up every day, watching The Price is Right, watching WatchDA.com maybe, and then just sitting there going, oh, the package got stolen again. That's it. I'm going to get these guys.
Well, think about it. Kevin Brown's got nothing else going on in his life. He's a retired Major League Baseball pitcher. He probably hunts and fishes, and that's about it, and watches Major League Baseball Game Pass.
Boy, that is a scary life after a career.
Well, think about how much this dude made over the course of his career. He made $130 million. By the end of his career with your stinky New York Yankees, he was making $15 million a year in 2004 and 2005.
$130 million? He's worried about the Amazon package getting stolen? Well, just order another one.
He's got nothing going on. It's $130 million. He's sitting in his beautiful McMansion. He's hanging out. He's not hunting that day for some reason.
Oh, he was hunting.
So he realizes that he'd ordered some packages off of Amazon. They didn't come. He's starting to talk to neighbors at their local banquet or whatever, some type of, maybe it's at their pool. And so he's going, yeah, my package got stolen too, I think. Oh, your package got stolen? Yeah, I had a crock pot that was delivered and I never got it. Oh my God, how's this happening? Did anybody call the police? Yeah, I called. They don't do anything about it. Well, I'm going to do something about it because I got nothing going on Tuesday. You know what? He nailed it.
Would John Gordon call him a good leader of the neighborhood?
Absolutely. That to me is a catalyst of change. That is also taking it into your own hands, that is showing consistency, leadership, and showing the neighborhood your vision. We don't want packages stolen around here. We're not going to wait till somebody comes and maybe files a police report. You know what? I'm doing it. And I'm sure all of his neighbors love him.
It's amazing. Game 7, ALCS 2004, the guy's got no guts. Suddenly, you know, he's the man of the hour. What a loser.
Now he's got guts, man.
Now he's got guts.
He's got guts. He's hiding in the bushes waiting for that Amazon package to be stolen.
Get him out.
Get him out. I say get him in. I want him in my neighborhood.
That's a loser neighbor. I don't want him.
That's my guy that I want as my neighborhood watchman. Kevin Brown's got nothing else going on in his life. I want him to watch my mail.
Yeah, but now you're going to have news cameras outside your neighborhood and stuff like that. He's just drawing attention to himself.
No, believe me. It's going to die down quick. The Macon news cycle moves quickly.
Yeah, he clearly wanted this to be news or we wouldn't know about it.
No way. I don't think so.
Very way.
Kevin Brown never wanted media attention. That's what made him so surly.
Well, now he definitely wants attention because everybody forgot who he was.
Look, he's a vigilante, and he's my vigilante. He's my punisher.
He's Batman.
He is Batman. Not Pitchman. Batman. Let's get to your best audio of the day. It's Soundcheck.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
So new Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry, how awesome was your relationship with Ryan Tannehill in Miami?
I'm not surprised. We didn't really have a good relationship anyway, so I'm not surprised.
Apparently, Tannehill has not reached out to Jarvis Landry since he left. Landry admitting they did not have a good relationship. You know, if only they could come together. Realize their differences, air it out, discuss it, and then move forward. But now Jarvis Landry's in Cleveland, where they'll just have to duke it out on the AFC Championship game fields for the right to go to the Super Bowl. It's the Dolphins, it's the Browns, and it's next on CBS. Hello, friends. Two Cinderella stories today. Brooks Orpik, defenseman for the Washington Capitals, celebrating the Stanley Cup. And if you want peak hockey player, how about him discussing why the end of his finger is black, decrepit, and looks like it's been taken off a cadaver, one-eyed Willie, and then sewn back onto his finger?
The one in the finals was probably looked worse than it was, to be honest with you. It's tough to look at, but trainers did a really good job. It was never something I thought that would keep me from playing.
Did the finger thing come at the end of game two? The slash there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fell off.
Yeah.
Quote, kind of fell off. The end of his finger kind of fell off. If you look at a picture of it, it's like right at that top knuckle, right below where the fingernail ends. So think it's his ring finger on his left hand. So look at your ring finger on your left hand and then just draw a line right at the bottom of your fingernail and go across that. And now color that black and brown and then basically splotch red on top of the fingernail because that's all blood that's caked underneath the fingernail and the edge, that whole tip of your finger is basically dead. He said that basically fell off. That part of his finger just fell off, but he just had the medical team stitch it back on and he just kept playing. I mean, is that just not classic hockey? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I wasn't not going to play, so I didn't have a ring finger. So what? I mean, they did a good job. Now I've got a ring finger tip, which is cool. But it wasn't like I wasn't going to play. It's only my ring finger. And it's like above the knuckle. So whatever. I love that. And finally, Paul George. This audio courtesy of TMZ on the idea of playing with LeBron James.
Would you like to be on the same team as LeBron?
Yeah, I'm with LeBron every All-Star.
Yeah, but like, you know,
every one of my All-Stars, I've been teamed with LeBron.
And you guys seem to work well together, right? You guys play well together.
Yeah. I mean, we got a losing record, but I like playing with him.
You love playing with him?
Yeah, it was fun playing with LeBron All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, I love playing with LeBron. Yeah, it was fun. Even though we left, it was great. Paul George is, of course, all about playing with LeBron. Why? Because that's your meal ticket. Because if LeBron wants you to come along, the team has to sign you. It's not like some teams like, LeBron, we'd love you, but no, we stop short at Paul George. No thanks. If you are going to go after LeBron, you do whatever it takes to get LeBron and all of his merry men around him.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love that. That's a great idea. Yeah, I love to play with LeBron, even though we've been losing. That's all right. I want to play with him.
Yeah.
It means I get to name my price. It means they got to pay me whatever LeBron wants them to pay me.
He's the best agent out there. They can't say no.
Yeah.
He's better than he's better than Scott Boras. He's the best super agent ever.
Yeah.
That's your sound check. Tyler tweets, does Mraz realize stealing or opening other people's mail is a federal offense? Hashtag, what can Brown do for you? Did you realize that, a federal offense?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Orange is the New Black.
Paul tweets, the only neighbors of Mraz that wouldn't call him a loser are his parents. And even them.
I've been called a loser by them more times than not.
Do you think that has affected you growing up, developing into the person that you are, that now you kind of don't want to work hard, you avoid responsibility, that you were called a loser by your family?
No, because my father and mother always worked hard. I just think I was always a loser.
But they called you the loser.
But they were calling it like they saw it. You know, I did that to myself. I was a loser.
But do you then take on loser characteristics then, because you still shirk responsibility?
Well, yeah, I would say if I'm going to be called a loser, I might as well embrace being the loser.
So that's what I mean.
Why not? If I'm already accused of it, I might as well be it. That's a good way to live life.
You think so? Instead of trying
to double jeopardy, DA.
I don't think that's what that's called. Do you think that maybe you'd want to prove people wrong?
But why? I'm never going to prove anybody wrong. They're going to think I'm a loser. I might as well continue to be a loser.
That feels like a real...
That's the kind of leader I am.
It's the kind of leader Mraz is. When we come back, today is day one of the World Cup. In just a couple of minutes, Russia will kick off things in World Cup 2018. We are not there as the Americans. We'll ask their former coach why, Bruce Arena, that next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.